Yesterday, Mitt Romney spoke to the NAACP at their national convention in Houston, Texas. And from the beginning, it actually sounded like the crowd was really liking the former Massachusetts governor.
This is an honor to address you, and one I had not expected, and one I value very highly. I appreciate the chance to speak first, even before Vice President Biden will get his turn tomorrow. I just hope the Obama campaign doesn't think you're playing favorites.
But about halfway through the speech, things turned a little bit sour.
I'm going to eliminate every non-essential, expensive program I can find. That includes Obamacare. And I'm going to work to reform and save.
Yeah, we're going to cut it there because, in fact, the booing goes on for a full 15 seconds, which is almost excruciating when you're listening to it. Romney, for his part, he remained smiling. He maintained his composure until the booing died out, and then he continued with his thought. So, bravery, courage, was it a mistake for him to address the convention in the first place? Now with us is Republican political strategist Ron Christie. Thanks so much, and good to see you.
Always a pleasure.
I mean, let's talk about first, before we talk about the booing, let's talk about first about the decision to go to the NAACP, because this is a Massachusetts governor who he did not exactly have a warm relationship with the NAACP in Massachusetts when he was governor there. What was the calculation that went into the decision to speak there?
Well, Governor Romney recognizes that in order to win election this November, he has to get every vote that he can get. Politics is about addition rather than subtraction. So he figured, even though nearly 96% of the African-American vote went to President Obama the last cycle, he wanted to go out. He wanted to respectfully go into the NAACP, let them get to know him a little bit better, and talk about his vision, his philosophy, and his ideology. And so I think if only one voter out of that convention hall yesterday decides to vote for Governor Romney, it would have been a win for him to have having shown up.
And in fact, there were places in which he was in which they cheered and they applauded. They seemed to appreciate his stance on school choice. They liked the fact that he said he was going to defend traditional marriage. Mm-hmm. And they also applauded when he talked about creating jobs by cutting spending.
Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. I think having watched the speech yesterday live and then listened to it again last night, I thought if you hadn't heard the booing part of it, everything up to that point, folks were a little bit tepid, but they were still respectful of his remarks. And I think that he really did key in on family, faith, and his economic vision until, of course, his spot where he talked about repealing Obamacare, where the boo birds came out of the windward.
Right. I mean, to say if you didn't hear the booing part of it, I mean.
Oh, come on, Celeste. I had to go there.
We did hear the booing part, and we're probably going to hear it, I imagine, quite a bit. I mean, to a certain extent, he was, and he even said on Fox News that he expected that kind of reaction, which leads me to ask you, perhaps that was the whole calculation. Perhaps his purpose was to go before the NAACP, remain firm on his decision to eliminate the Affordable Care Act, and therefore he wasn't speaking to that audience in Houston. What he was really speaking to were conservatives around the country.
I think there's a part of that, but I think there's also a different calculus here at play. And unfortunately, it's a racist one. If you are a Democrat and you're white and you go to the NAACP, you can pretty much do what you want. You go back to 2000 and you look at Al Gore, and Al Gore was giving his fire and brimstone. I'm up here in the pew, up here at the pulpit speaking. You go back to Hillary Clinton in 2008 and she said, I don't feel no ways tired, trying to affect her, you know, Southern or black cadence. But that's fine. You get cheered for that if you're a white Democrat. But if you're a Republican and you go in, what are you supposed to do? You're not supposed to be condescending. You're not supposed to be, you know, trying to go too far. And in fact, I think Republicans have a very difficult time of trying to thread the needle of not sounding condescending, not sounding self-serving, whereas if you're a Democrat, you can get away with that.
I'll buy that. But at the same time, I think there is a certain amount of racism coming from you as well. To assume that they were booing because he's a Republican, that's not a fair thing to say.
I agree with you.
We're talking about an African-American community that could benefit a great deal from the Affordable Care Act, many of whom would benefit from the Medicaid expansion, many of whom would benefit from having insurance. We're talking about a community which disproportionately is not insured.
Oh, no, I totally agree with you. But what I'm trying to say to you is that Democrats can go in and affect a cadence and try to tell folks what they want to hear, and that's applauded. Mitt Romney went in there as a Republican and said, I'm not going to talk down to you. I'm going to speak to you very respectfully and politely, but I'm going to tell you what my philosophy is as a Republican, and this is what I'm going to do if I'm elected president of the United States. He didn't mince words. He didn't say, oh, well, I could have said this or I could have said that. He was very straightforward in what his philosophy and his ideology was, and I think he's to be applauded for that.
And booing would be a natural response if his philosophy is completely at odds with what the community needs.
That would be an
honest
response.
Here's my disagreement with that, John. I think when he said that he was going to eliminate wasteful government programs, and you look at the 21 taxes that are in Obamacare, if you look at the fact that this, frankly, given the Supreme Court's interpretation of states are no longer compelled to pick up these additional folks on Medicaid, you're talking a loss of 15 to 20 million people who otherwise would have been covered. So I think he was being very straightforward about what he thought was a problem with Obamacare.
All right. But at the same time, I mean, let me go back to what you said, which is that, you know, if you eliminate the booing out of it, he had a pretty respectful reception, which is to say that, just to push back on you a little bit, for the most part, they were also very honored that he came to speak for him. They gave him a prime spot and they seemed very receptive.
Well, again, and I think this is one thing that Republicans need to do a better job of in the future. It's not just doing a one-off. It's not just showing up to the NAACP convention and saying, oh, I checked the box and move on. Nope. You've got to continue to show up. You have to continue to go to constituencies of color and lay out your vision and your ideology. And I think that's one thing that Republicans are always criticized for. And I'm the first one leading the charge of, why are you doing these one-offs? You need to keep it up.
But that leads to the cynical assessment that the reason that he went to the Houston to begin with was not for that NAACP convention. It was for the cable news coverage and to be seen speaking before that audience.
I've known Governor Romney for over 5 years, and this is one of the things that he has been very steadfast of. I want people to know who I am. I want people to understand where I want to lead my state, where I want to lead this country. He wasn't speaking to the Fox News crowd on television. He honestly went down there to try to get folks to understand who he is. And this is not going to be the last of his outreach to communities of color.
And do you think he's going to pick up many of those votes?
Yes, I do, actually. I think, surprisingly, if you look at 2000 versus 2004, President Bush, surprisingly enough, got nearly 10% of the African-American vote. I think that Governor Romney is going to surprise a lot of folks in November. President Obama is not going to get 96% of the black vote in November.
Ron Christie, takeaway contributor, Republican political strategist, going out on a limb there with his predictions for the future. Thanks so much, as always.
Always a pleasure to see you both.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.